Hello, you're listening to the radio. That was so good by Beat Connection. This is me, Sarah Drew, on WPRK to a certain degree. I'm here with two classic cool people. Introduce yourselves, folks.
Does classic imply like old?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Like a I'm car. Nick.
I'm Melissa.
I'm like a car.
You're like a car, a classic vintage car.
Aw.
Yeah. Nick, let me be at the board. So if their levels are off, that's my fault.
You're in charge.
I'm in charge now.
Yeah.
This
You're
is
Mr.
great.
Radio. Mrs. Radio.
When I was...
The radio.
I'm the radio.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be all sorts of things growing up. Mm-hmm. But radio DJ was big until a sibling was like, you'd make no money. I was six, and for some reason, I was like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Six-year-old, you're thinking about candy. You're thinking about toys. You're thinking
yes.
about all the stuff you want to buy that your parents won't buy you.
Yeah.
That is super unfair.
It's awful.
That you will have someday the money with which to buy things.
Right. Right. And now I'm a radio DJ for life.
And what is that sibling doing?
Yeah. What are they up to?
Yeah.
What are they up to? All my siblings are artists and beautiful people.
Gross.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible what happens when people grow up. How about that calendar?
How about that calendar?
Calendar.
What a good segue.
Whoa.
What a good segue. I did want to talk about some events that are coming up. I hope that's okay.
Please.
And the first one, I think this one's really funny to me for some reason, just because it's playing this weekend and you guys were going to be here. But the Orlando Philharmonic, their season finale is this weekend. And the name of the piece is Scheherazade. Scheherazade. And that is the narrator in 1001 Arabian Nights. If you know that story, it's a woman. She is married to the king, and the king kills each of his wives the morning after the marriage happens.
Yikes.
And so what she does is every night she tells the king, who is not that great, a story. And she ends it with a cliffhanger. She doesn't tell him all of the story in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And so he doesn't kill her so he can hear the next part of the story. And then she starts another one. And so through the telling of all of these stories, he becomes a better king. He doesn't kill her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So problematic.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also just the idea of having to come up with 1001 stories, you know, each night. I was
great
like, well, that's
point.
The ultimate in improv technology
that,
right there.
That is. That is. That is a woman in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The original.
She is delivering. She is driving.
She's driving the force.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, poor thing.
So there's two shows. That'll be Saturday and Sunday. There's a matinee on Sunday and then 7:30 on Saturday. Also coming up this weekend, Friday, June 5th, the Lunch and Learn series over at the Orange County Regional History Center. They're going to be looking at 150 years of the Orlando Sentinel.
Cool.
I hope they have some of the old ones and you can you can accidentally pick them up and they turn to dust.
Oh, gosh,
that would be kind of
that would be so cool.
That would
you
be
like
amazing.
Accidentally do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like one of those machines where you have to like click and like move the paper. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like, a name for it where it's like you put the old paper in and
text
us. Like the
mimeograph?
Send us a text. Yeah.
Or the
microfiche?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On microfiche. Stranger Things?
Yeah.
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 Spoiler.
As Sarah mentioned earlier, I'm old, so I will remember that.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Classic. And then also coming up on Friday, if you're having a little bit of a fringe hangover like I am, two of the comedians who did a show, I can't remember what the show name was this past fringe.
Right.
But they had gotten, it was a really interesting sounding show because basically they did a really successful show called Six Chick Flicks, which is what's going to be coming up on Friday down at the Dr. Phillips Center. And they got taken by their accountant, I believe, and they did a show about that. So that was at Fringe.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So Six Chick Flicks is coming up this weekend at the Dr. Phillips Center. That's at 8:00 on Friday. So I think that would be a really good one. I also came up, you know, some of these were kind of improv-y in my mind. So that's why you inspired me to put these on here. So Track Shack on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. is going to be hosting a monthly good form running clinic. which is, I think, the opposite of improv in many ways, because you can run however you want.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're going to tell you how to run like a little bit better.
Right.
So just like you guys do with improv training.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Setting up people for success.
But I also think that you should just run however you want.
Yeah, I think so too. Except for Olympians. For us and our country, please do the good form.
Or your shins.
Only for your shins.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you got to save your shins.
Your shins and everyone else will thank you. over at Festival Park in the Milk District, they're doing this once a month. I think it's the first Saturday of the month, is the really free market. If you haven't heard of this, you go, you bring some stuff you want to get rid of, and you are not selling.
No.
You just set up a blanket or if you have a table and you just put your stuff out there and you can go there and look for other stuff that you might want.
That's a really good idea.
That's awesome.
So again, I think that I think you guys should go, and some of the stuff you should get should inspire scenes, improv scenes.
Easy.
I'm thinking of such a bad sketch of like a fight, and then it's like, well, I'm going to take all of your items to the really free market. Like, there's opportunity there.
We'll be doing, I'll be pitching some bad business ideas later, but this actually replaces one. I had a bad business idea where if you wanted to get rid of stuff, but you don't want to throw it out, you don't want it going into the landfill, is a thing called garage bail. And you would actually take your stuff to other people's garage sales and leave it there without them seeing.
Right.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And then you're done with it. You don't feel any of the landfill guilt.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might end up in the landfill.
It could, but, or you're letting other people make bank off your trash.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Also coming up on Saturday, there's a lot more of these going on. They're hosted by the city and the county and different municipalities, but also local organizations like Goblin Market is a Mend and Swap Repair Cafe. So love love everything about those. And that's very improv-y to me, is reuse, recycle.
Recycle.
Yeah.
Keep stuff out of the landfill. Improv, famously, keep stuff out of the land.
Trash-free.
Yeah.
Trash-free. Uh-huh. Everything is just treasure.
Everything is exactly treasure.
Everything's a gift.
This is a little bit of a day trip, but Tuesday, June 9th, Wild Foods Foraging over at the Dade Battlefield Historic State Park in Bushnell. That'll be happening from 9 to 12:30. Yeah. So you can go and forage for wild food. What is more improv than that?
No.
I mean, actual improv.
Other than being on stage.
Yeah, then actually performing.
Right.
Yeah. But wild food foraging, because you can make up whether or not it's edible.
You can make that up.
Yeah.
I love the idea, though, that this probably has some sort of guardrails. Maybe even a pro who will say,
they will be there with you.
Don't eat that.
Yeah. Please don't eat that.
Please
don't eat that.
I have a question, though. If somebody leaves, like, their Burger King in a park.
Ew.
I know. But is that wild foods foraging?
For sure.
I think the bear will get that first.
Oh.
So hopefully the bear has already gotten it.
The original freegans.
Yeah. They go to the really free market as well.
Yes, they do.
The bears are big proponents of that. This is a big thing for Orlando to get. So the Central Florida Literary Council, I can't remember the name of the group that helped bring this here, but it's the 34th annual Southern Fried Poetry Slam. Sick. That'll be going on from June 9th through the 13th. That'll be happening around town, but mainly downtown.
Okay.
And the bouts will be happening at the hotel that's not far from it and City Arts, actually.
Love City Arts.
Be over at City Arts doing that. All of the teams and all of the performers have already been chosen. They sign up, they apply, and it is a contest. So you do your poetry, and then the other person does their poetry, and there are judges and everything else, which is
awesome.
Pretty interesting, because I think there is a component. You practice and you do all that stuff and you write your poetry beforehand, but there is some improv to it, I think, as well.
Yeah, the performance, yeah.
And so the finals will be on June 13th, but you can go to a bunch of those. I think for the most part, with the exception of some of the special events, it's like a $30 pin, and then you can get into any of the bouts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And there's workshops too?
There are a bunch of workshops.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's workshops going on throughout the weekend if you wanted to learn more about that and stretch some muscles that you wouldn't normally stretch. Even if you don't do poetry, I would encourage you to maybe try it out. Yeah.
We could all be better writers.
We could all be better writers. And yeah, poetry is a way to get your word count down.
Yes.
To be more concise.
Yes.
It's something I have a problem with.
Oh, me too.
Okay. Saturday, June 13th, next weekend, Backyard Propagation down at the UF IFAS Extension Orange County. So this is down near, kind of near the airport on Conway.
I was wondering if, yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing facility. We wrote a story about it for the community paper not too long ago. And just the classes, the free classes they have there. The facility itself is amazing, and there's so much going on. So this is Backyard Propagation. They do cooking classes. They do first-time home buyer classes. So there's like financial classes and other stuff through partnership with Orange County. So really cool. And Backyard Propagation is gardening.
Gardening.
Again, I guess is more – is it more or less improv than the foraging or the free market or the run clinic?
Gosh, let's. I feel like we need a rank. What's the most to least improv?
Most improv.
Foraging or gardening?
I'm going to say gardening because it's what I have experience with. I love to doop-a-doop-a-deep-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a around the backyard.
Yeah.
Backyard propagation sounds great to me. It's how I imagine playing outside at this young, young age of 32. Sorry, so young. That's playing outside to me is like just put my fingernails in the dirt and just kind of give compost to some weeds, see what grows.
Give compost to some weeds.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some good advice. A little hot take.
Please.
Disagree. Oh. And say that the foraging feels most improv-y for me.
Hit us with it.
I was one of those kids that I went out to the river and pulled out like lizards and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I was like one of those kids.
Amazing.
And so for me, the idea of play is like
for food?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to confirm that.
You know, you can make a great appetizer.
Lizard tartare.
Lizard tartare.
My God.
All of your favorite local restaurants. Yeah, so I feel like foraging. It's like discovering what's already there. Yeah. I don't know.
I like that. Improv really is about discovering what's there more than making something out of nothing. Although it is making something out of nothing. We, as teachers, tell our students, please don't force it. Please, let's discover. So I like your take.
Sage advice. Okay, so then we have a new ranking coming up for the Gamble Jam. That'll be happening at the Gamble Rogers Memorial State Recreation Area in Flagler Beach from 2 to 4 on Saturday, June 13th. It's literally a jam. So bring your instruments and...
Okay, that wins.
Okay, that's more improv-y than foraging or gardening. Yeah.
I bet improvisation could even be on their website or explanation. So for me, that's number one
That's number one. How do you feel about jam bands, not just a jam that you're going to?
I think that's so fun for them. And I think when I want to put on music... I'm putting on the things I was listening to in high school.
Yeah.
And One Direction's not a jam band.
One Direction is definitely not a jam band.
Yeah.
So you're going to some, you're following Dave Matthews around or Fish or One Direction. Who are you following around?
You only get three.
Who am I following around these days? You know, I was an NSYNC out of those groups, the Very NSYNC good. Vibes where the no strings attached, they all would do the puppet thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. As we all do.
Yeah, as we all do. And
not
so
Sammy.
That feels...
We all got our strings. We all are puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Preach. That's getting real.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. All right. And then a couple more events. Dress Like a Dad, Curry Ford West Main Street District does a pub crawl every year right before something called Father's Day. And they'll be doing that again on June 13th. That'll be from 6 to 11 p.m. That's a lot of fun. And then top it all off on Monday, June 15th.
Something's happening.
With Monday Scaries down at City Arts.
Yes.
It's a bargain at $5.
It's a bargain. It's... Oh.
Okay. Lost our let's just keep talking about bargains while somebody gets their headphones back.
Only $5.
Only.
We'll take five singles, we'll take a $5 bill, We will take coins. I don't think anybody's paid with coins ever.
Oh, but you just challenged everyone to pay with coins now.
I'm kind of into it.
Yeah, okay.
Steve, who's in charge of our money, will be so grateful.
I got a sock full of nickels with the Monday Scary's name on it.
Yay! You're welcome, Steve.
We talked a lot about Monday Scaries earlier in the show. If you want to learn more about it, it happens, again, every third Monday of the month at City Arts at Monday Scaries ORL on Instagram. Melissa and Sarah, who are here today, are two of the producers of the show. Anything else you want to add about Monday Scaries?
Yeah, I think it's a great time. You're going to see people trying stuff out for the first time, as well as people have been doing things for years side by side in the same show.
Yeah.
It's a super supportive crowd, and it's feels like more than a show because you kind of become part of it as you're supporting each other. It's a great time.
Yeah. An unprecious comedy variety show. So we lean comedy, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not.
Well said.
Funny. Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
That's that.
So, Sarah, what are we going to hear next?
Ooh. All right. Hey, don't forget to send us a text out there. We are listening to next up on the radio is Why Baby Why by George Jones. You're listening to WPRK 91.5 with, oh my gosh, you guys, what's the name of the show? To a certain degree. Yep. Let's hit it.